Today, you will need your Bible open to Psalms 23 and 91, a highlighter or pen, and a comfy place to talk out loud to God. This is episode 1 of a 3-part series called Conquering the Fear of Praying. We will focus on the fear of praying in public, the fear of praying in front of another person, and the fear of praying out loud when you're alone. God wants us to put a voice to our words. After all, we are talking to Him and not ourselves. So let's begin with the fear of praying during quiet time. This is podcast number 5. Now on to the intro. Jesus Podcast, where we create space so you can commune with God through practicing spiritual disciplines in order to help you grow in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. Hi, I'm LaVita Brooks, teacher, author, and spiritual discipline equipper and encourager, bringing you practice time, demonstration, inspiration, interviews, and guidance on practicing spiritual disciplines. For more information, book reviews, and other resources on spiritual disciplines, check out my blog at LaVitaBrooks.com. Now, come walk with me, where we intentionally practice being in the presence of God. So stop what you're doing, because it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, LaVita. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we ask that you teach us how to pray and to let go of our fears, fears that hinder us from praying out loud, especially during our quiet time with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've been listening to Franklin Jensen, the pastor of the Free Chapel Church in Georgia in the months of March and April. And his sermons have really been applicable to my life situations. He made the statement, we need to get vaccinated by faith. Fear wants us to go into denial. It wants to dominate us. Fear causes us to become procrastinators and indecisive. But you know what else fear does? It chokes us up. It stops us from proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Faith gives us the energy to move forward. And that's why we need to be vaccinated by faith. How many times have you whispered, Jesus, because you were afraid someone might hear you? How many times have you rehearsed in your head what the retaliation would look like if someone heard you praying out loud, especially if it was about them? You know, the truth is out. You are a Christian. You love the Lord Jesus Christ. So what's so devastating as being known as a Christian, a believer, a disciple of Jesus Christ? Everyone else gets to say who they are, or what they are, or why they are. I've seen a children's book where the title has a curse word in it. People are dressing and looking any way they want to, and it's become fashionable in some areas. So why are you, the Christian, the believer, still afraid of speaking out? What do you have to lose? So you are saying that God can't do better than where you are, or that the other people or person is more powerful than God? What you saying? I know some of you are in some stressful situation. Others are living in anguish. Some are looking for food to eat, the next paycheck to come in. And some And some people are in a good place right now, and they don't want to think about the problems that they're having. Regardless of where you are in your life right now, remember that you are the proof that Jesus saves and that he is real. Do you remember this verse, Psalms 23:4? Flip to it. I'll be reading it from the ESV. Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Whenever we fear, this should be our response. Learn this verse and hold it close to your heart, for it's saying that even though I walk through the problems, mess, frustrations, disasters, pestilence, traps, and lies, which can lead to death, or we think can lead to death, you nor I have to fear, because God is with us, and we find comfort in his word, which is the Bible, that leads, guides, and directs our steps. Listen, y'all, we're not supposed to cringe as we go through the valley, the shadow of death. We're not supposed to try and avoid it, but we're to walk through it, knowing that God is with us, leading and guiding us all the way, and that he will bring us through it victoriously. So I want you to think about Psalms 23:4 for just a few minutes. Read it aloud to yourself. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. Then read it in a normal tone so that your ears can hear. Y'all, we need to get vaccinated by faith. The faith I'm referring to comes from studying God's word. But first, let's start with the basics. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the basics. You have to read the Bible. And you have to read it out loud and pray out loud. Why? So that the word can fill you, so that you can hear yourself, your body can hear you say it. It's the things that we say that become real to us. And when we speak the word of God out loud and we pray out loud, our soul, our spirit is fed, our ears perk up, and our heart becomes excited, and we begin to grow in Christ. And if by chance anyone does hear you reading from the Bible, then they will receive the good news of the gospel. Remember, you are proof that Jesus saves. We need to give voice to this fear of praying, talking to God out loud. I know some of you are afraid of people hearing you pray, but y'all, you are the child of God. I remember when I was working, I wake up really early so that I wouldn't wake up anybody. There were times when I wanted to pray about things that were really on my heart. I wanted to cry out to God. There were times I wanted to pray about them, but I didn't want them to hear it. So what did I do? I was whispering my prayers and writing everything in my journal so no one could hear me.
Those were some uptight times.
But what I found is that God was still blessing because I was, in essence, speaking his word aloud. Then one day, I realized something. Everybody else in the house was doing what they wanted to do, having the music up loud, the TV up loud, talking on the phone loud. What about me? I live here too. And that's when it hit me. Why am I being silent? And that began my journey to praying in a normal tone, regardless of who heard me. So I'm asking you the same question. So why are you having problems praying out loud? It's called fear. Let's give it a name, fear. And let's also put fear to shame. Because right now, I want you to say, fear, you don't live here anymore. Fear, you don't live here anymore. And you know why fear does not live there anymore? It's because I'm going to give you some tips on how to crush it under your feet. So how do we do that? Well, the first thing you have to do is crack open the Bible. The second thing you have to do is you have to read it aloud in a normal tone. Three, study it, meditate on it, and memorize it. Because when you spend time memorizing a scripture, understanding it, dwelling on it, it does just what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Four, pray for courage and boldness, casting your cares at the feet of Jesus. Five, just do it. Just speak God's word out loud. Just pray God's word loud in your quiet time. As a matter of fact, let's do a quick practice right now. Just repeat after me. God is good. Jesus Christ is my Savior. The Holy Spirit is my guide and comforter. I hope you're smiling because you just put the devil to shame and fear fled. The more you say these things, the bolder you become. So speak God's word out. Don't be afraid. Now, it's practice time and we're going to use Psalms 91 to help us keep fear at bay when it comes to praying out loud during our quiet time. In a few minutes, I'm going to read Psalms 91 from the ESV. We're going to underline all the pronouns and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a few. We're going to pray Psalms 91 over ourselves, and then we're going to pray Psalms 91 over someone else. We're going to do all of this as we speak in a relaxed tone. So let's begin. I'm going to read Psalms 91 aloud. And if you would like to follow me, you can do so because I'll be reading from the ESV. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now let's go back and underline all the pronouns. I'm going to highlight the ones that I want you to underline. And you're going to see where in verses 14 to 16, instead of me saying I'm going to say he. So you're going to see where I change it up. Okay? Also, if you want to, you can pray this over yourself by starting with your name or placing your name inside the scripture. And you'll see how that's done as I'm doing it using my name. All right? So let's begin. Levita, who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover me with his pinions, and under his wings I will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. I will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. I will only look with my eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because I have made the Lord my dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall me, no plague come near my tent. For he will command his angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. On their hands they will bear me up, lest I strike my foot against a stone. I will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent. I will tread underfoot, because I hold fast to the Lord in love. He will deliver me. He will protect me, because he knows my name. When I call to the Lord, he will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will rescue me and honor me with long life. He will satisfy me and show me his salvation. If you tried that with me, then that was basically praying Psalms 91 over yourself as you underline the pronouns like you, your, him. Now it's your turn. Do the same for another person. Select someone that you would really like to pray this prayer over. Be a loved one, be your neighbor. So I want you to read it in a relaxed, normal tone. And I give you a few minutes to do so. Okay, you did it. And you said it aloud. Fantastic. So I just want to check. So let's say you pray for Jackie. Jackie, who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. She will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Or did you say, Lord, Jackie needs to dwell in the shelter of the Most High because right now she's not abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, I want her to return to saying that you are her refuge and her fortress, her God in whom I trust. Or did you say, Jackie needs you, Lord. She needs to return to you saying that she puts her trust in you. Any of those ways are fine. What I want you to learn from this is that you can take scripture and use it to pray for another person and use it to pray for yourself. You can use scripture to guide you through your prayer so that you don't have to fear. Rather, you said something incorrectly, or rather, you didn't get to the point. Lord, I pray and I hope that everyone's heart is beaming with joy right now. God, you created us all to be unique and special, to pray our own unique and special way. Hear our prayer for those that we have just prayed for. Answer us. Because we are acknowledging your name and we seek shelter from the Most High. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Next step, y'all. Keep practicing using Psalms 91 to pray for another person or yourself. Second, spend some time in Psalms 91. My website has a Psalm 91 challenge where for 21 days we read Psalm 91 and we prayed it out loud. The result, we were studying, meditating, and memorizing God's word until it became a part of our life. We did that for the month of April. Now for May and June, we're actually doing a Bible study where we are studying Psalms 91 verse by verse. So check it out at levitabrooks.com and click on Psalms 91. Also remember, this is a three-part series, so click the subscribe button below so you will be notified when the other episodes arrive. Remember that you are loved, that you are valued. Jesus died on a cross, was beat, bled, bruised, humiliated for you. He took on the punishment for your sin because he loved you and because God loved you. And you know what? They sent the Holy Spirit down here to be with us. He's right here with us, y'all. You are so loved. So remember that you are a child of God and that the fear of being afraid to pray out loud does not live in you. Keep saying it until your very soul believes it. Speak God's word with boldness and with power. Now I'll leave you with a song written and played by Charles Brooks, which came out of that Psalms 91 challenge. Until we meet again over the airways, my brothers and sisters in Christ, continue hanging out with Jesus. Shalom.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him My God, in Him, Elijah.